This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Representative Jeff Hurd signed a letter Monday urging fellow Republicans in the leadership of the U.S. House of Representatives to preserve and strengthen Medicaid. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The letter comes as a budget blueprint, which could contain steep Medicaid cuts, makes its way through Congress. The state-federal program covers more than a million Coloradans, about a fifth of the population. In Hurd's district, the figure is nearly a third. He told CPR in an interview,
"Protecting Medicaid services for those who need it most is a critical priority for us."
About 228 people in Hurd's district get health care through Colorado's program called Health First Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The man charged in the killing of two people in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, has been found guilty. CPR's Dan Boyce reports Nicholas Jordan will spend the rest of his life in prison.
Jordan will serve two consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. The jury named him guilty of murdering his roommate, Samuel Knopp, as well as Salee Rain Montgomery in February of 2024. Defense attorneys argued Jordan suffers serious mental health problems. The jury decided that did not excuse his crimes from receiving the maximum punishment. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Governor Polis has signed a measure that adds gender to Colorado death certificates. Trans rights supporters say the law creates a space on forms to recognize an individual's lived experience and aligns death certificates with other state records. Coroners, funeral directors, and others who fill out death certificates will be required to use the gender identity of the deceased. Death records will continue to include a separate category for sex, primarily for medical research. This is CPR News and KRCC.